Hello, everyone. This is Bill Knauer, and you're listening to Author, where we talk about writing and life, because what it takes to write the book you most want to write is also what it takes to lead the life you most want to lead. Author to Author is brought to you by Author Magazine, the premier free writing magazine on the internet, featuring articles on writing and the writing life, as well as video and audio interviews with best-selling and award-winning authors across the genres. You can learn more about Author Magazine by going to authormagazine.org. Right now, for this our April issue, we've got a great interview with Pam Binder, author and Pacific Northwest Writers Association president. Appropriately enough, we're talking about conferences and writing conferences and how awesome they certainly can be, appropriately enough, because Author is funded by the Pacific Northwest Writers Association, has been since our inception. Pacific Northwest Writers Association supports writers from pen to publication since 1955, which means this summer's conference, which starts July 16th, will be our 60th anniversary. And we're going to be doing all kinds of great stuff, including our keynote speaker will be one of my favorite people, one of my favorite teachers, and just an all-around great guy, Andre Debuse, will be delivering the keynote. And he spoke a few years back and just brought the house down, and I can only imagine he'll do the same this year. So if you're considering going, it just is not to be missed, I don't think. So coming up for me, I will be at the Write on the River Writers Conference in Wenatchee, Washington on May 15th to May 17th. And on the 17th, as a matter of fact, I will be doing an all-day craft workshop there at Write on the River, as well as teaching my Fearless Writing class. I'll be teaching Fearless Writing at the Chuckanut Writers Conference also in June, in late June. And in July, I'm not sure what all I'm going to be doing at the PNWA. I know I'm going to be teaching a class in Pursuing Your Dream with the wonderful memoirist Ingrid Ricks. And on Sunday of that conference at the PNWA, I'll be teaching a kind of an all-conference workshop on connecting to your confidence. Very important to connect to your confidence. I have to say, it's very important. I'm going to chat just a little bit here. I'm hoping to talk to the YA novelist Maureen McQuarrie. She is my scheduled guest, but for some reason I have not heard from her. She was all excited to do it, but something may have come up. This is the nature of when you don't have a studio that people actually go into. Don't have to have them come in. Their lives can take over. But what I was going to say is, and this is worth mentioning, even if I can only have to just chat with you a bit before I sign off, I've taken a couple of weeks off. I haven't done the show sometime in April, early April. So it's been a couple of weeks. And sometimes you have to stop doing something even though you love doing it, if it's time to take a break from it. And I did feel it was time to take a couple of weeks off. I rarely ever take any time off from the show, because you got to reconnect to why you're doing it. And it's a lot like our confidence, because if it doesn't matter how much you love to write, it doesn't matter how much craft you have and how many books you've finished, and really none of that matters if you lose your confidence, if you lose your awareness of your confidence. And your confidence is really an unconditional awareness of your well-being, an unconditional awareness of your value, of your creative potential. Unconditional, meaning you believe you're aware of your creative potential, you're aware of your voice and your value and your belonging in the world without any proof, without any evidence, regardless of the external conditions. And for us, for those of us who write, the conditions we are most often concerned about are other people. Other people's opinion, other people's feelings about our work, whether they have rejected it or accepted it, whether they've reviewed it or not. Other people's opinion. Can you write without allowing your attention to wander into other people's opinion? Because as soon as you do, all the craft in the world isn't going to help you. All the craft in the world is not going to answer the question, what would somebody else like? You can't answer that question. You have no idea what another person is going to like. You only know what it is you would like. You might fool yourself into believing that you're writing for some fictional audience, but they're not there. The only question you can really answer is if what you've written is an accurate translation of what you saw in your imagination, the story you're trying to tell. And so craft is great at translating the ideas in our head into stories on the page. It is lousy at answering the question, what would someone else like? So all the craft in the world isn't going to help us with that. Your confidence is the ability to say, because I'm curious about this thing, I'm going to write it. Because it's interesting to me, then it's worthy of translating into something that could be possibly interesting to someone else. I don't have to wait to hear whether anybody else likes it or would want to read it before I sit down to write it. That is your confidence. It is an unconditional belief in what you're interested in, an unconditional belief in what you're curious about, regardless of what the market is like, regardless of what your friends might say about it or your enemies might say about it, if you have any of those. It's an unconditional awareness of it. And without your confidence, I don't care how experienced you are, I don't care how many books you've written, it really isn't going to matter. Not at all. So I will leave you with that message. It appears my friend Maureen, whom I really like quite a bit, she's just a lovely woman, and we've had a chance to get to know one another over the years, but it appears that she got sidetracked, which is too bad. Things happen, though. Life happens. I should say that barring a similar incident, I will have the young adult novelist Brooke Johnson on the show next week, steampunk novelist, and then following her, the debut novelist Patricia Park, who will be talking about her new novel Regarding Jane, which is a retelling of Jane Eyre set in Brooklyn, and a Korean retelling of Jane Eyre set in Brooklyn and Seoul. And then after a week off, I'll be talking to Amit Goswami about quantum economics. He's an interesting guy. And that should be a lot of fun. So things are on the horizon. But until then, my friends, I encourage you to remember that you don't have to look anywhere outside of yourself. In fact, you cannot look anywhere outside of yourself for the answer to the question, is this story worth telling? Is this poem worth writing? Is this idea worth sharing? If it's interesting to you, if you're curious about it, if you care about it, that's your proof. That's your evidence. That is the conditions. Those are all the conditions you need to know that whatever you wish to pursue in your writing is worth pursuing. It's the truth. All right, everybody. Well, again, I'm sorry our guest didn't show. I would have liked to have talked to her, I know, and perhaps I will have her back on at a future date. Until then, go out there and do what you love, write what you love, and all will be well. It's true.